If you prefer to sleep in, then you are not hearing this right now. For the rest of us, Paul W. Smith is here at 6. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome to the Pre-W. Smith Show. It is Tuesday, December 20th, 2022. Kristen Kajawa, Mark Pastoria, Brian Morton. I'm Jeff Sloan. Happy you're joining us. Listen, we love when Michigan gets good recognition for whatever it happens to be that we're leading the field on, leading the pack. And we know the major award that the parade company just got. This is a good one. Third year, not in a row, but for the third year we've gotten the award, I believe 2018, 2019, and 2022. Guys, want to tell us what it is?
Yeah, Jeff, USA Today names Detroit Thanksgiving Day Parade number one in America.
Number one in America for holiday parades. What a great honor. Very cool, Tony Michaels. Actually, Chris Remick's going to have an interview with Tony coming up in a segment on our show shortly.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that. It's going to be great.
Indeed. Now, listen, now that's one award with us coming in at the number one spot. Another very cool one that's also got kind of a holiday theme to it, and that is that Michigan has the third best holiday historic home tour in the U.S., that being just behind Graceland, by the way. That's also very cool. And of course, number three on that list is Meadowbrook. And I know, Kristen, you and your family, you guys were just there.
We were just there. We did the holiday tea last week. I took the girls and my mom, and you got the tour of the inside of the mansion, and it's beautiful. It's real. I mean, there's nothing like getting you in the holiday spirit than going to like tour a mansion full of Christmas trees and Christmas decor.
Absolutely.
The history alone is amazing, but it's...
Yeah, the history, the beauty of the place, the uniqueness of the place, and of course it being the holidays and the way they decorate it and everything and theme for the holidays. Really impressive. Well, that's cool that you guys got to go.
Yeah, I actually, in the year before, we did the outdoor tour. It's a Christmas lights tour. We did that with the kids outside, and it was, I give both of those two thumbs up. If you need something to do in the next few days, book that tour either inside or take the kids outside to the outdoor tour.
I have to ask, are you moving in?
I'm ready. I mean,
did you pick out a bedroom?
I did, actually.
Yes, I'm sure you did, yes. That's great. It's quite a thing to see. For those of you eager to know what number two was on the list, again, Graceland number one. Number two was what? Kristen, you said you had a guess?
Is it the Biltmore Estate?
You know, the Biltmore, that's a good guess. But interestingly, looking at the top 10, it's not on there.
Really?
No.
Hmm.
But that's a good guess.
Okay, tell me.
Yeah, number two, the Stetson Mansion in DeLand, Florida.
Has anybody ever been
there? I've never heard of it. I've actually never heard of DeLand. I don't know if I'm even saying that correctly. DeLand, Florida.
We'll do a little research. We'll get back to you on
just
that.
For fun. Number four, Wildwood Manor House in Toledo, Ohio. Number five, Stan Hewitt Hall and Gardens in Akron, Ohio. So there you have it.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. Very cool. And in other news this morning, since we're kind of in the holiday spirit, recognizing the parade and Meadowbrook, we all want to know, any updates, Kristen? White Christmas looking better?
It's coming.
It's coming, isn't it?
Oh, and it's coming big.
Yeah, it's coming is right.
Arctic blast.
You got that right. It actually, there's been a warning put out that says if you are driving to your Christmas or Hanukkah destination, you should leave today or tomorrow.
Is that because it's going to take 2 or 3 days to get there?
Or is it
because you want to beat the storm?
You want to beat the storm.
Right.
Yeah, they are predicting heavy winds, a large area of heavy snow, 6 to 12 inches.
Wow.
Yep.
That's here in Michigan.
That is here in Michigan.
Oh, boy.
So we're going to have a flash freeze and then snow.
Well, looks like we're going to get our white Christmas.
We're getting our white Christmas.
All right.
That makes me happy. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm happy about getting a white Christmas. So.
I'm going to DeLand in Florida.
going to the DeLand. Listen, you might even get a day off work Thursday or Friday if it snows.
Oh, snow day.
Right? Snow day.
That's great.
How about that?
Really? You'll do that, Jeff?
This day just got so much more exciting.
All right. So there you have it. White Christmas on its way. And we're going to be on our way heading to a break right now. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.